The video conferencing app Zoom is to pause the development of any new features so it can concentrate on safety and privacy issues. The National Party has this week raised concerns about its use for cabinet meetings, saying the security isn't good enough. In response, the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said they didn't discuss sensitive or classified information when using the app. Well, in a blog, Eric Yuan, the chief executive of Zoom, apologised for falling short on security issues and promised to address concerns. He said the use of Zoom had soared in ways he could never have foreseen prior to coronavirus. At the end of December last year, the maximum number of daily meeting participants, both free and paid, was approximately 10 million. But in March this year, it's now 200 million. Ms. Yuan has admitted that despite working around the clock to support the influx of new users, the service had fallen short of the community's and our own privacy and security expectations. For that, I'm deeply sorry, he wrote in his blog. He also said, quote, we now have a much broader set of users who are utilising our product in a myriad of unexpected ways, presenting us with challenges we did not anticipate when the platform was conceived. The huge uptake of Zoom has created the new phenomenon of Zoom bombing, which sees uninvited guests join video conferences, usually to shout abuse, share pornography or make racist remarks. The mischief makers, as they're called, find out the details of the meetings either via links that have been shared publicly on social media platforms or websites, or in some cases simply by guessing the 9-digit ID code. It's reasonably easy to prevent attacks by password protecting meetings and not allowing anyone other than the host to screen share.